From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Beijing issued its first clear warning Monday over Donald Trump's fiery rhetoric. Comes as state media said the Asian giant could back forces hostile to the U.S. if the president-elect follows through with threats to drop Washington's One China policy. It was the strongest signal yet from Chinese authorities that abandoning the One China policy would upset decades of carefully managed Sino-U.S. relations and end cooperation between the world's top two economies. The Syrian army has recaptured a major district of Aleppo Monday, leaving rebel fighters cornered in a small park as a battle for the city entered its final phase. A monitor and a military official say President Bashar al-Assad's forces appeared on the verge of retaking the entire city. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported early Monday that the army had captured the large Sheikh Said district in southeast Aleppo. A Kurdish military group known as the Kurdistan Freedom Falcons has claimed responsibility for Saturday's bombings that killed at least 38 people and wounded more than 150 others in Istanbul, Turkey. The blast rocked a football stadium late Saturday. A car bombing and a suicide blast targeted security officers 2 hours after a football match had ended. This man's son was one of the security officers. He said a shell hit the back of his son's head. After treatment, the son is recovering. Thieves held up a van transporting 70 kilograms of gold in a dramatic heist near the French city of Lyon Monday, according to police. This is VOA News.